You're about to hear a digitized message from the Lutheran Hour. All rights on the program and its copyrighted content are reserved by the International Lutheran Layman's League. Permission was granted for Concordia Theological Seminary to digitize this message. For more information on the Lutheran Hour, or for questions about special uses of this material, go to lhm.org or call 1-800-876-9880.
I have sincere regrets. These words never come easily from the mouths of politicians. But he was saying it, and he is known worldwide. His interview was published in the Ladies' Home Journal. And then he said, "My life is filled with events and circumstances that I would change." Like thousands of others, this repentant politician confessed that if it were possible to relive life, he would do things differently. Politicians are not the only ones who would do things differently if only they could live life over again. With tear-filled eyes, mothers grieve and say to themselves, "If only I had raised my children better." Husbands and fathers, now entering their middle years, drive back and forth to work every day thinking, "If only I could do things over in my marriage." No pills are available to relieve this pain. No surgery is available to remove these haunting anxieties. Psychiatrists tell us that many wards in mental hospitals are occupied by people who are otherwise healthy, but they are now pounded mercilessly day and night by feelings of guilt, feelings of failure, and biting pangs of regret. And so now to all who suffer feelings of guilt and failure, lift up your heads and let your ears be opened. This Lenten season proclaims hope. From the cross of Calvary, Jesus cried, "It is finished." In these three simple words, with power and victory, Jesus the Crucified, with his loving arms wide open, announces to your troubled heart that his task of purchasing your pardon from guilt is now complete. You are redeemed, the Bible states, not with perishable things like silver or gold, but with the precious blood, the blood of Jesus Christ. Yes, praise God, it is indeed, as the sacred scriptures proclaim, the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, cleanses us from all sin. It is finished. Jesus' suffering for your sins and mistakes is over. You have been redeemed. In him, the Holy Scriptures proclaim, in Jesus Christ we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of our trespasses, according to the riches of his grace, which he lavished upon us. Now, lest we leave the wrong impression, let us always remember, this perfect pardon does not benefit those who refuse to repent. The merits, the benefits of our Savior's suffering, the benefits of his death and resurrection, can never help those who trample underfoot this love of God by refusing to believe. The precious pearls of God's saving gospel are never strewn on the highway of disbelief. But to those who repent, to all who turn from their sin and trust in Christ, by his grace God then lavishes on these individuals his assurance of perfect pardon, certain hope, and a glorious eternity. Yes, it is then that our hopeless self-righteousness is discarded. We then, through a God-given faith, receive the perfect righteousness of Jesus Christ. Perfect peace, oh yes, perfect peace. That's what we all want, isn't it? For perfect peace, for a life filled with hope and mercy, let our role model always be that of the humble sinner who beat his breast and said, "God be merciful unto me, a poor sinner." Let us never possess the attitude expressed by the Madam of the Arkansas brothel, who with a hardened heart stated, "I am not ashamed, I am proud of it." According to newspaper accounts, the eyes of this woman light up and sparkle as she talks about her reign as the bordello queen of a rambunctious Arkansas tourist resort. Oh, you and I may not be a calloused madam, but we too sometimes display sinful arrogance in our everyday living. We go through a full day sometimes never once calling upon God's name in prayer. We attend church only occasionally, even though the Bible states clearly that God wants us, He desires fervently for us to remember His Sabbath day and to keep it holy. We buy Bibles, but we hardly ever read them. We prefer watching television to studying the Bible, and we think nothing of passing on gossip about people who live and work around us. Oh, our casual sins, our habitual sins, they come so easily, don't they? And after a while, they don't seem all that bad. If only we could sense the terrible price our Savior paid for our sins, maybe then, yes, maybe then we could begin to comprehend how serious our rebellion towards God really is. Maybe then it would bring tears of joy to our troubled hearts as we listen to Jesus announcing at the end of His suffering when He says, "It is finished." In recent months, great suffering has taken place following the earthquakes in Mexico City and following the volcanic eruptions near Bogota, Colombia. For millions of television viewers across our country, the television coverage of these grueling scenes of suffering in a faraway place were interesting and even stunning. But let's be honest, hardly a tear was shed by most television viewers. For those who watched nearby, however, it was totally different. They saw and they heard the suffering. They experienced the pain. They saw it all, the blood and the screams and the agony firsthand, and they were part of it. During Lent and Easter, it is much the same. Many see the crucifixion cross. We observe it all as a mere commemoration of a passing historical event. We find it interesting. Television documentaries about the crucifixion even vigorously engage our minds in the plot. But all too often, we fail to comprehend the bitter suffering of our Savior that He experienced as He gave His life to buy us back from our sins. He was slapped in the face. A crown of thorns was placed ruthlessly on His head. It pierced His skin, and the blood ran down. The soldiers mocked Him, and the crowds, they jeered Him. After hours of neither sleep nor food, Jesus was then forced to carry His own heavy cross. He was then nailed to that rugged, accursed tree. Yes, He was nailed. The cold iron spikes were driven through His flesh, through His hands and His feet. And again, blood spurted out. The cross was lifted up. It was set in place. The bottom of the cross hit the bottom of the hole. The crucified body was suddenly stopped. Flesh tore, blood ran down, the suffering and the pain can never, ever be fully described. But here again, just as millions of television viewers watched the Mexican earthquake with interest, so also we watch the events of Calvary with interest, but with no involvement. They are interesting to us, they are even moving in a certain sense, but we are frequently uninvolved. Oh, may those special three words of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, "It is finished," pierce our sin-deafened ears. Jesus cried out loudly, the Bible states, because, you see, this simple three-word message from the Savior was for all people to hear. Today, it is still the same. All men, all over the world, regardless of race or nationality, are offered salvation in Jesus Christ. His perfect life is a substitute for our failures. Jesus' suffering and death is a substitute for what you and I deserve as a consequence of our terrible sin. Jesus' resurrection is our hope. Just as Jesus defeated the power of death and rose again from the grave, so also shall all those who die trusting in Jesus be raised to enjoy a life forever in paradise. In August 1945, United States airplanes flew over the Japanese cities of Hiroshima and Nagasaki. The cities were spotted, bombs were dropped, bombs exploded, thousands were killed instantly. The war soon ended. After these terrible events, soldiers were discharged from the armed forces. including members of the bombing crew, which released the world's largest tool of destruction. One crew member was discharged in 1947 after psychiatric tests revealed that he experienced severe neuroses and a guilt complex. This man confessed to the doctors that he felt responsible for the deaths of hundreds of thousands of Japanese citizens. Then in 1960, he told reporters, and I quote, "I have not slept in 15 years. All I want is a break," he said. "There is no peace." He felt guilty. He saw no possibility of forgiveness. For such torture of mind and soul, what great news it is to hear the Word of God, Romans chapter 5, when it states, "Therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ." By our own powers, we can do absolutely nothing to satisfy the anxieties of our mind and our soul. We cannot get rid of flaming feelings of guilt. And yet God in His grace, through the innocent blood of His crucified Son, draws us to Himself. "It is finished," Jesus cried. Oh, let this most important announcement of the whole universe ring out clearly. God gives unto those who have faith Jesus' perfect righteousness. This replaces our sin and failures, and we can then stand before God with a clean conscience and a consoled heart. Indeed, having been justified by grace, having been made right with God by receiving Christ's perfect righteousness, we now have peace with our blessed Lord. Oh yes, let that announcement ring out, men and women and children, at this very hour. Those of you who are suffering from the anxiety and the burden of guilt, let your conscience be relieved. It is finished. The complete price for your sin has been paid. The Son of God has offered Himself as a ransom for your sin. The Heavenly Father has now accepted this perfect sacrifice for all your mistakes and all your sins and all your failures. Is it any wonder, then, that the hymn writer, filled with joy of his salvation, should bubble over by saying, "All righteousness by works is vain, the law brings condemnation. True righteousness by faith I gain, Christ's work is my salvation." His death, that perfect sacrifice, has paid the all-sufficient price. In Him, in Jesus, my hope is anchored. My guilt, O Father, Thou hast laid on Christ Thy Son, my Savior. O Jesus, Thou my debt has paid, and gained for me God's favor. An elderly man wrote to the United States Treasury Department. He enclosed a check. He said, "I hope this check for $400 will be accepted, because I want to have a clear conscience before God and man." And then he added, "I am 81 years old." This man confessed to having taken part in a federal program for which he may not have been qualified. Oh, daily the consciences of scores of individuals are troubled. Repayment for past wrongs is attempted in various ways. Peace for the troubled conscience is sought, but with gold or silver it will never be bought. For this reason, the first epistle of Peter proclaims, and I quote, "You were not redeemed with the perishable things like silver or gold, but with the precious blood, the blood of Jesus Christ." With descriptive words which cut the heart and pierce the soul, Isaiah the prophet spoke of our Savior suffering for sin. He wrote, "Our grief Jesus Christ bore, our sorrows He carried. He was pierced through for our transgressions, He was crushed for our iniquities. All of us like sheep have gone astray, every one of us has turned unto his own way, but the Lord has caused the iniquity and sins of us all to fall upon Jesus." Oh, begin today and live no longer with a guilty conscience, with a repentant heart, and with sorrow over your past sins. Turn to the Savior's pierced side, for by His stripes, by His bloody crucifixion wounds, you shall be healed from your sin. Put past hurts behind you, bury all old grudges, And just as God has forgiven you in Jesus Christ, so also he now expects you to forgive those who have wronged you. Oh yes, God is waiting to give you a new start. Don't delay your response to his gospel call. Your slate has been washed clean by the blood of the Lamb. Through prayer, keep in close contact with your Heavenly Father. Every day, ask him to cleanse you and to strengthen you. Worship God regularly. He is your Creator. God is your hope. He is your help, and he is your blessed salvation. Oh, my friend, live with hope and live with joy. In the midst of problems and turmoil, begin every day with total confidence. It is finished. Payment for your sins and past mistakes has been paid in full. The past is behind you. For if any man is cleansed by the blood of Jesus Christ, the old sins and the failures have passed away. Behold, all things are now new. Live today. Live with joy. Your sins are forgiven. The bill for your sin is now stamped by the hand of God in the blood of Jesus Christ. And that stamp reads, paid in full. It is finished. Amen.